Right here. Okay, this is a little bit of a tough blot. We'll do what we can. No. You don't want all of it. The top two dots. Two dots.
10A1.
Mine's a shame of Hector Shaniftu. So, Rabbi Zaira, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Kamar, Rabbi Okfar, Rabbi Hillel, Ben Hollis, Ben Hittim, Ben Huda, Ben Hadar. This Mishnah, we may deduce. From this Mishnah, thank you. We may deduce from this Mishnah, Maisa Sheni Shektim, Bishibolin, Patim, Shum, Gedol, Menah Maisa. Now, we're talking about, it can't just be, you know, that you replied a Maisa Sheni, because if you replied a Maisa Sheni, it's Kulin. So, of course, you're Chayv and Kala. Why wouldn't you be Chayv and Kala? Of course, you're Patim from Maisa. You already did it. So what must it be talking about? It must be talking about a special case of where you took the Maaser Shani, just like we've been saying by Maaser Rishon, that you went first before you were Mafresh the Truma, you went to the Shibolim and you took the Maaser Rishon. So here we're talking about you did the Maaser Shani. Okay, even though it's not Shani to anything, but it doesn't make a difference. You have in mind Maaser Shani.
And no Maaser Rishon?
Nothing. Hegdimu b'shabolim. So you haven't taken any truma, you haven't taken any maaser rishon, you haven't taken any trumas maaser, nothing. All you've done is you've gone to the shabolim. And the Mishnah is telling me, what? That you're chayev in chala and patra min ha-maaser. So now the chiddush is going to be here. Not so much the chayev in chala, because once you're part of the maaser sheni, it's chayev in chala. Right? Or even if you weren't part of the Maaser Sheni, maybe Maaser Sheni, if you're making it to an Isa, you also have a challah. So let's see what it says over here.
Because even if you said you didn't want to go up as challah, it might be Maaser, it might be Truma, you're not using it anyway. You're going to get a kind of you're burning it. This is not the issue of consuming challah, it's a non issue.
Yeah. The Mishnah refers to where the Maaser Sheni was separated out of order, the Maaser Sheni was separated before Truma Gedol, the Maaser Rishon. It teaches, here's the line. The Mishnah teaches us that it's exempt from latent Maaser's obligation of Truma Gedol and Maaser Rishon, even though they had never been fulfilled. Okay? But Medvar Mamorim, when is this true? When is Maaser Sheni exempt from Truma and Maaser Rishon? If it's Ikdimah B'Shibolam, Shemirech Upada. That's if you've smoothed off the pile, which is the Machayev for Maaser's, the normal conditions, and then you're part of the Maaser Sheni. So it became this chayev in a state where it was not pinyin. It was not, you weren't part of it yet. Okay? Avlam part of yachakach mirech chayev akol. But if you were part of the Maaser Sheni, so you were higdimu b'shibolim, and then you were part of it, and then you did miruach, that miruach is the machayev. In normal circumstances, that's the machayev for trumas and maisos. So here too, it's going to be chayev trumas and maisos, even though you had already done.
So it's no different than we learned yesterday. What? It's no different than we learned yesterday. But maaser rishon.
It's a little different.
Why? What's the difference? It's the same scenario.
We didn't say anything. Oh, you're saying with as far as miruach. That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Checking.
Right, you are correct. Yeah, like an 8. If the pile of grain was smooth while it was still Maaser Sheni, its latent Maaser's obligations did not take effect, and the grain remains exempt from these obligations forever. All right, very good. Rabbi Yonah Boy, so now he analyzed this. He basically said the following. He's going to say very pashut. There's a machlokes in the Mitzvah Meir and Yehuda. We've mentioned this many times. Whether Maaser Sheni is Momen Gavaya or Momen Hedget, right? My Meir holds it's Momen Gavaya, and Yehuda holds it's Momen Hedget. So the Gemara says, "Command the Amrei Nekinochosav." When do we say? Who is the Shita that holds that this whole heter that it's going to potter you from all the Maasers? That's only if you hold it's Momen Gavaya. But Baram, now we're on 10A2. Baram, command Amar Kinachosov. But if you hold the Maaser Sheni as Mamon Hedjet, who chayev, then you will be chayev. Right? So, in other words, if I were to do the Miruach, okay, this is what we're saying. We just got finished saying that if you did the Hikitimu B'Shibolim, and then you did Miruach, we said you're Pater from Trumas HaMaisis La'ilavad. Only if you were Paida first, and then did the Miruach, would you be Chayiv. The Gemara is saying now that that's only if you hold this Mamon Gavaya. But if you hold Maaser Sheni as Mamon Hedjet, then even if you hadn't been Paida the Maaser Sheni, and you did Miruach with Maaser Sheni, that has a status of your Tvua. So that's a Machayiv even then.
But that means that if it's Mamon Gavaya, even if you did Miruach afterwards, you're still Chayiv.
We said that on the tzad Mamon Gavaya, it's totally in one thing. Did you do Pidyon before or not?
Right.
If you didn't do Pidyon before, then doing the Miruach subsequently, you'll be part of the Lo'il and Bud. That's what we just finished saying.
If you do the Miruach before Pidyon,
then it was in a state of Mamon Gavaya at the time of the Miruach. It will be Pater from Trumas HaMaisis Lo'il and Bud. Right? The main thing is that Miruach considered your pile or is it considered the Rishus of Mamon Gavaya? That is the issue. So if you hold Maaser Sheni as Mamon Hedjet, so then it's considered yours. And if you hold this Mamon Gavaya, then you have to do Pidyon before in order for it to be considered yours. That's all. So that's a very simple thing Gemara saying. Okay?
If it's Mamon Hedjet, it doesn't matter then whether Meruach or Pidyon was first, right?
That's correct. That's what this Gemara is trying to say. Baram Kamando Amar Kinachosav Hu Chayev. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira concurred. He said, "Off on Amar, can I agree?" He also agrees. Now, Mora says, "Maaser Sheni is Chayev and Chala." That means, if it was already redeemed, Maaser Sheni Hoil v'Cholama Moedir Shukin Chasav. Everybody agrees that if you were paid to it, it's Chayev, so you're going to be Chayev and Chala. So, if you hold this Mamon Hedjet, then you'll be chayiv even without pinyin. If you hold this Mamon Gavaya, then with pinyin, you'll be chayiv. But without pinyin, it sounds like without pinyin, you would not be chayiv in chala. That's what it sounds like over here, right? 16. Right? The dough is now the owner's personal property. Right. Okay, let's go on. Previous Gemara established several facts. We have 2, and 3 here. It's just really a summary of what we just said. Number one, we're talking about Maaser Sheni Shehekdimu B'Shibolim. So, if it is redeemed, it's exempt from Maaseres, but still subject to Chala. Meaning, if you did Migruach first, and then you did the Pinyon, and then you made the Esau, right? That's number one. Number two, that's dependent on the Shita that holds Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya. It's dependent on the Meir Shita. Number three, that the rule that Maaser Sheni is Chayav and Chala is going to be only after it was redeemed. That's talking about when you kneaded into dough after it was redeemed. That's going to be everybody's Lefi Shita Sakol. Now, heavy pliga, he. It emerges, there's a wide disparity between the two opinions of whether it's Mamon Gavaya or Mamon Hedjet. We're going to have a big nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? In other words, if you took off Maaser Sheni before Truma Gadol and Maaser Rishon were taken off, and then you made it into a dough before... What? Hello?
It's an echo.
Before it was redeemed. Man de Amar Chayiv. So the one who holds Maaser Sheni is subject to latent. Right? We're talking about Nachama. I'm going to keep track over here. We're talking about you were mocked. I just want to get this one second. It was kneaded into a dough before it was redeemed. Okay? So Mandi Amar Chayiv, let's just work it out ourselves. You made it into a dough before you were paid of the Maaser Sheni. So if you hold Maaser Sheni as Mamon Gavaya, so then you're potter from Chala, and you're potter from Trumas and Maaser.
The reason you're potter from Chala is
because it's not your Issa. And if you hold this Mamon Hegit, then you're Chayv and Chala, and you're going to be Chayv and Trumas and Maaser. So you have, this is a wide disparity. That's the other thing it's saying over here. Right, I feel a truma shabai chayavas. Even the truma gdola is subject to chala. Mandar ma potter, then I feel chon shabai p'tur. You'd be chayav for anything. It's referring, the Gemara is basically doing this. It's taking the Esau. You have to remember, Esau, when you look at Esau, it's got a chiyuv to take chala off that Esau. When you take the Esau off, the Issa itself, that challah which we're mafresh, the 1/24th, right, that we take out of the Issa, that itself you could take truma from that challah that you took off also, right? So what it's telling you is that that's not chayiv in truma either. Neither the chulin shabo is the 23/24ths that are left after you mafresh the challah. That's the chulin shabbat that Gemara is referring to, nor the challah. It also would be chai, either a pot or a chai, depending on how you held. Now, man di amar chayiv aso trumas maaser al makom acher maat ovid lei. So now here's a question: what do you do in this case? You have this maaser sheni. Again, it was Hikdima Bishibolim, and then you went ahead and what did you do? You gave this Maaser Sheni to a Levi, okay? Now the Levi owns the Maaser Sheni, right? That's, he ended up with it. And the Levi took the Maaser Sheni and he made it. He had other Maasers he had in his warehouse, and he decided to designate this Maaser Sheni as Trumas Meiser for the other Meiser he had. That's the question over here. Mat Ovelay, how do you treat it? So let's see. So he says over here in the 25. So he says like this: a Levi owns a Meiser Sheni that was separated in advance, and he had Meiser Rishon. Right, and he wishes to designate the Meiser Sheni while it's still in ears as Trumas Meiser for another pile of Meiser Rishon. So to do this, presumably he has to separate the Maaser Rishon from the Maaser Sheni first, and then use that Maaser Rishon as Trumas Maaser. Because otherwise, how do you go from Maaser Sheni to Trumas Maaser? So presumably he has that in parentheses. So he's going to be mafresh the Maaser from this tefuah as well. Now, generally, unprocessed produce is not considered tevel. In other words, we're before the Miruach state. It was Hikdima B'Shebalim, or all the way back at the Shebalim state. Normally, when you have things at that state, you can't be Mafresh. You can't designate it as Truma, as Maaser Rishon, nothing. As Trumas Maaser, you can't do it.
It's premature because...
You have to reach the Gemar Malacha to designate Trumas Maaser. That's what it says over here. Generally, unprocessed produce is not considered tevel, meaning that it may not be eaten without tithing, meaning it's not tevel in the sense that there's an iser. It's mutter to eat. Manat Torah, you could eat it all the way, no matter what. You can eat it, even a achilas keva. The Chachamim came and they said, before you get to the final Gemara Malacha, we're not allowing you to eat Achilas Keva. We'll allow you to eat Achilas Arai, right? That's the heter, the Chum gave. Tithing is actually forbidden. You're not allowed to take Meiser from that Teva. You have to wait until the processing is complete. Okay, the Gemara here is asking like this. In a case in which Meiser Sheni was prematurely separated from unprocessed grain, that Meiser Sheni, even in its unprocessed state, acquires the state of Tevel. Why? Why does it get the state of Tevel? He doesn't explain why, but the reason is because you can't eat it without pinyin or taking it to Yerushalayim. So it's also b'achila. Whenever you have an isra achila on something, the Gemara is assuming there's a jump to Tevel. So, in a case where Meiser was separated from grain while it was unprocessed, the Gemara has no question that you could go ahead and take Trumas Meiser from it while it's unprocessed. Because giving it a title of Meiser Rishon, it says, he uses a lashon here, Meiser Rishon Shignum Shabolim, Shmo Tov Lo L'Trumas Meiser. The shame Meiser gives it a shame Tevel, giving Matur you to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser. This is the hardest Gemara of today, by the way. This is a very complicated Gemara. But does the fact that unprocessed grain was designated as Meiser Sheni likewise give the grain a status of Tevel to allow prior tithes to which it is subject, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be separated from it while it is still unprocessed or not? That's the way he learns the question. Okay? Okay. The Gemara says, and it's not going to get any easier here. The Gemara has two tzedakim. Is it like Godish Shenidma, or is it like Isa Shenidma? The Gemara asks is like this. Is this Meiser Sheni like a stack of unprocessed grain that became mixed with Truma? In other words, I had raw Tevel, right? Unprocessed. Hadn't me rock yet. At that state, I was allowed to eat it achilas arai l'chakila. Now truma falls into it. What does that create?
Dimua,
and I can no longer eat it because there's an isra achila on it. We have what's called a migu. The migu, it became osir because of the truma that's mixed into it. We jump out of the isra of being mafresh Meisris or Trumas Meiser from Tevel at an earlier state than Gemara Malacha, which was an Isser, and we say, no, this, because you have an Isser Achila on this Tevel, because of the Truma that's mixed in, allows you to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser on Makam Acher. That's the Yesod over here. Such grain, by virtue of the Truma mixed into it, is considered Tevel. Okay, 26. Until the mixture occurs, this is not considered Tevel. You could snack casually, but once it fell into it, it's considered as if it was already reached the Gemara Malacha, and it's considered Tevel. Therefore, even a Kohen, who's normally permitted to eat Meduma, is forbidden to consume any of this grain until Mises are proportionally separated from all but the Truma that fell in. Accordingly, since it's Tevel, it can designate as Truma or Trumas Meiser for another place. Okay? So, just as a mixture of Truma into unprocessed grain causes that grain to acquire Tevel status, the fact that the unprocessed grain was designated as Meiser Sheni might also consider it like Tevel.
There's a difference between a
Machshava
and
a Bihim. Yeah, this is not a Machshava. There's no Machshavas here. I was mafreshet. I was hikdimu b'shibolim. I was mafreshet. I made it Meiser Sheni, right? So
basically, you say that the truma fell in causes it to be gemar malacha.
That's correct.
Because you can't eat it.
And therefore you can be mafresh.
That's a huge chiddush.
That's the yisod.
You're not allowed to eat it.
Right.
It's matcher the Mishnah and trumas that says you're not allowed to be mafresh, but it's in a tevel state. Before Gemara Malach. So, oh, or is Meiser Sheni compared to, now we're on Yudom Beis, to a dough that became, well, the Issa here doesn't mean dough. It means flour. The case is where you have flour, and the flour was, let's say it was regular flour, Kulin flour. Betty Crocker, 5-pound flour that you bought in the store. And then some truma fell into that flour. Okay, so we have meduma flour, right? Now, that flour does not become tevel with respect to the challah obligation, even though challah fell into it.
Right, he's saying that truma fell, challah fell.
Okay,
he says challah. That's how the marafolda says.
Okay, I don't know why I saw truma. I thought I saw truma. I must have messed up. Okay, so it's challah to fell in. Same difference.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you have dough that fell into the flour. Okay, the challah was separated from dough, and then that dough dried out and was ground into flour-like particles. Those particles then fell into the container of flour, and that's forbidden to non-Kohanim. Now, perhaps this Meiser Sheni is similarly not considered Tevel. So it would be considered, it would be also to designate that Meiser Sheni as Trumas Meiser. Those are the two Tzadim. The two Tzadim are either it's like, what's the language? Like Godesh Shenidma, or is it like Isa Shenidma? If it's like Godesh Shenidma, then it would be Mutter to designate it as Trumas Meiser. If it's like Isa Shenidma, and it would not be much to make it as true as Meiser Mark Mark. Okay, we can't spend a lot of time on this. It's very difficult Gemara. I don't really have it on race clerk. But this we have to go on. The Gemara continues to ask about this. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan says, Anabi Isa, I asked the following question. Rabbi Yeshua said, Anabi Isa, I also asked the following question. Ma ben gara shenidma le'isa shenidma. Why are you assuming that when it came to the Godish, that you're allowed to go ahead and make it into Trumas Meiser? When it comes to the Esau, you say it's not allowed to. What's the difference? Right? Godish Shenidma Ata Amar Chayef, you say you can say it's subject to Meisus. Esau Shenidma Amar Ata Ptura, you say it's exempt from Challah. Why is that? Ebtam Chuma B'Shem Reb Chuna, he says the Chilak. The Chilak is Godish Shenidma Ata Shalom Nidma Truma. If you had a Godish that had some Truma mixed into it, and then you went ahead and you were mafresh Truma from that mixture, is it going to be Truma? Yes, it will be Truma, because that the Tevel of it is certainly able to become Truma. Isa Shenidma, but when you have the flour, Ad Shalom Nidma'a, Arav Hefer Shemeno Chala, if you went ahead and separated Chala from the flour before it got into the mixture, in a challah, it's not challah, it's not chamon. Hamafresh challah say kemach in a challah. If you take out a challah while it's still in a flour state, that's not going to work. The gezel we had coin, the coin can't keep it. So since you have this distinction between whether something is roy to become challah or not become challah, that's the reason why isa shenidma you cannot make it trumas meiser on something welcome afer. Oh yeah, let's just leave it. For now, it needs a lot of work, this piece of Gemara. Meiser Oimer, let's go on. If you have leftover Oimer, we mentioned yesterday that, whatever it was, how many parts was it? 9 parts out of 10
right.
Was left.
What
was
he
left,
saw yeah,
was
what
left
saw
was left over. So we said that after you are poda it.
It's actually Hegdesh.
It's not Hulin. It says over here that it's that if you prepared it, it's subject to challah but exempt from maizrus because at the time that it was nigmar malachto, right, at the shasni ruach, then it was hektish. But when you go ahead and you're poted from hektish, it's flour, and you make it into a dough, then it's going to be chayiv in the challah because then it's chulin, right? So masis is like Rabbi Kiva. That's not like Rabbi Kiva. She did the Rabbi Kiva machayiv challah maizrus. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's actually chayav in both. Okay, so it says over here, Bekima maintains that even miruach of hekdesh, it says here in 14, note footnote 14 in the brackets, Bekima has an interesting shita that even miruach by hekdesh is machayev the maisa's obligation.
Oh, it's interesting. The footnote here says that he holds that the motar is not hekdesh, that the money that
that's another svar. That's a svar that he throws in. There's another svar thrown in by Rabbi Kiva that because we know in advance that what you're going to use for hekdesh is only the 1/10 of the whole group, so I really only have. And he holds from Breira. He throws that in also, Yesh Breira. So he holds that the other 9/10 never had a din of hekdesh to begin with. So Mela, that's obviously not like our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah held Meiser Ha'imer is Pater from Meisers, but Bekiva holds its 5 of Meisers. Okay? Tvua Shalohevi Shlish. What do we say? That if it doesn't grow a third, it would have much likeness. Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim said that Tvua Shalohevi Shlish is Chayav and Chala. Rabbi Lazar says it's Pater from Chala because he holds it hasn't been maybe a Shlish. That's not Roy to be a, it's not really called an Eichal, whatever. Whatever his reasons. The Gemara asks, my time to drop on it. So Gemara says the following: Nemach lechem bePesach, nemach lechem bChalav. We have the old Zera Shava, our favorite Zera Shava. My lechem should never pesach. Tamar shu boli matzu v'chametz. Af lechem should never bChalav. Tamar shu boli matzu v'chametz. That it has to be something that is going to become chametz, and something that hasn't grown a third, will it become chametz? What?
No.
Yes, it will.
It will become.
They were going like the Chacham. Why did the Chacham hold that you're chayev in challah even if it's lohevi shlish? Because we learn lechem lechem from chametz, and this accordingly, just as immature grain may be used to fulfill the matzah obligation because it can be made into matzah and can become chametz, so too immature grain is subject to the challah obligation. So that's their svar. Okay? In other words, it may not be mature wheat, but if you put water on it, it becomes chametz somewhere or other. That's what the Gemara says. My time Rav Lazar. So what's Rav Lazar's reason? Why does he hold you're not chayev and chala? Kesrumas goren kein tarimu oisra. Because the pasuk says that just like your mafresh truma from tvua, so too your mafresh chala from dough. So there's a comparison to truma. So truma, are you chayev to be mafresh truma when it's less than a third? No, avananash. Avananisht, right? So therefore, matzah muskar b'peres shevi shlish. After zoom peres shevi shlish, you have to have already brought a third in order to be chayev in challah. That's what laws as far. Okay.
We didn't learn it the other way. Just like from if the wheat till it exists. Right?
What?
We didn't learn it the other way. Where truma normally, shuv challah becomes something you have to do once it exists. It still exists.
We just compared challah to truma. That just like truma, it's only chayv if it's heavy shlish, so to challah will only be if it's heavy shlish. That's Rav Lazar's shita.
What does heavy shlish look like when you're doing isa? What does that mean?
No,
using.
You're going back to the type of wheat that you created the flour out of.
Okay.
Yeah, did it grow a third or not grow a third?
It might be
like green-colored flour, you know. Okay. Okay, now we're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, let me stop the recording for a second.